A serving droid slinks into the cabin, its tray heaped with fruit and cheese. The master is obviously pleased with his rat, or at least knows that she needs to keep her strength up. I wave for the robot to leave the food on the desk, picking at grapes as I continue the recording. I'm warming to this Sifo Dyas. Not only does he seem to be the only one willing to stand up to Dooku, but he has a rebellious streak so large you could fly a dreadnought along it. Not that Dooku was impressed when he was woken in the middle of the night.
Doo! Doo, are you awake?
Oh, I am now. What's the matter?
We have to go, now.
Go where?
The Bogan Collection.
It's the middle of the night.
So, old Quist will be tucked up in bed. The library will be empty.
Oh, you hope.
Do you want to come or not?
And what if we get caught?
You worried about getting a black mark on that impeccable record of yours? I think you kind of blew that when you dropped an assembly hall on your sister.
Sifo!
Look, come on. We need to do this. We need to do this now.
The archives were in shadows as we crept through the doors, glow rods gripped in our hands.
Are you sure Quist isn't still up? Arath says she never sleeps.
Arath's an idiot. There's no one here but creep mice. Shh, this way. There. What do you see?
A stained glass window.
And what's different about it?
I don't know. Nothing.
Are you sure?
It's on an interior wall.
Ah, exactly. Then how is moonlight streaming through?
It's fake.
Illuminators behind the glass. It's not a window, it's a door.
To the collection.
According to Teradine's journal.
But how do you open it?
With this.
A tub of sand?
I scooped it up when Odell wasn't looking.
And what are we supposed to do with it? What's that?
Quick, get back here.
Shh. That was close.
It's just a maintenance droid.
Which means it'll probably come back. Sifo, we should go back to the dormitory.
You can't. I need you for this bit.
Me? Why?
Remember levitation? When Yoda taught us to focus on small particles?
The shifting sand meditation. What about it?
Well, you were top of the class.
But how will that help?
The door has a magnetic lock. Slide the sand between the frame and the wall, and it'll break the connection, huh?
It can't be that easy.
You don't think you can do it?
Oh, hold out the tub.
I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Shut up, and let me concentrate.
I held out my hand, the sand stirring in the pot.
I feel the force in everything. Flowing through me. Flowing through the sand.
Sifo Dyas grinned as the individual grains rose in the air, twisting and turning like a swarm of beta flies.
That's it. Now push them towards the door. Stang! It's that damn droid again!
The force is forever in motion. Rising. Flowing.
Can't you make it flow any quicker?
I'm trying.
That's it. Into the gap.
I don't think I can.
I thought you could do anything. Why else do you think I hang around with you?
The droid squeaked closer, its joints in desperate need of lubrication.
Dooku!
I can't find the lock.
You have to.
I can't. Hang on. There.
You did it.
Did you have any doubt?
I yanked open the secret entrance and ushered Sifo inside, convinced we were going to get caught any second.
Okay, I'm in, Dooku. Close the door.
I'm trying. Oh, that was close.
Oh, you were brilliant.
What if it sees the sand?
It'll fetch a broom.
So much for the illuminators. It's so dark in here.
Where's your glow rod?
Oh, I think I preferred it when I couldn't see.
It's just a few spinner webs.
A few?
Shh, come on.
The corridor came out into a vault filled with cabinets, relics of the past suspended on repulsor pads, some behind glass, others protected by crackling force fields.
This is unbelievable. Look at all this stuff.
Master Yoda told us the holocron was the only Sith artifact to survive the war.
Oh, Master Yoda lied. And it's not just Sith. Look at this. The Sorcerers of Tund.
Whoa.
The Yakom. Where did all this come from?
Sifo, here it is. The Saber of Darth Krall.
Hmm.
What do you mean, hmm?
I just thought it would be spikier.
Hey, look at this.
Seriously? That's what you want to look at? There's all these. Scrolls and weapons and whatever that creepy mask thing is. And you want to look at a lump of old metal?
There's something about it. Something I've felt before.
Do look at this. I think it's a Parang.
Oh!
Dooku?
Can't you hear it?
Hear what?
The beast below.
Okay, very funny. Drop the act. This place is spooky enough as it is.
It's coming.
What?
Coming for us. Coming for me.
Okay, now you're freaking me out. Let's look at something else, shall we?
And then it was in front of me, Jenza. Fangs bared, wings outstretched. The same creature you showed me in the assembly hall. The Tirataka. I can't explain how, but I could see it. Feel its breath against my skin, its spines bristling, ready to attack, ready to tear us apart.
No!
Do calm down.
Stay back!
Dooku, there's nothing there.
Can't you see it? Why can't you see it? No!
I pushed out with the force, every cabinet in the archive shattering at once. Sifo Dyas was thrown back, smashing into a wall as artifacts tumbled to the floor.
Oh, why did you do that?
It's gone. The creature.
What creature?
You couldn't see it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you all right?
My arm, I can't move it.
Oh, that doesn't look good.
Who's there?
Oh, no.
Show yourself.
Librarian Quist, we're over here. My friend, he's hurt.
Younglings? What happened here?
It was a good question, and one I struggled to answer, even as Yoda and Braylon confronted us in the Temple Infirmary.
Explain, you must.
We're really sorry.
Sorry you were caught, you mean.
Let the healer work. The Bacticas will mend your bones, if not our trust in you.
It wasn't Dooku's fault.
No, he didn't destroy the collection.
I don't know what happened. I was looking at the artifacts and then...
And then you threw your friend through a cabinet.
Teridine's legacy lives on. Destroy this journal, we must.
Are you going to expel us?
Don't tempt me.
Punished you must be. Disgrace you have brought upon the Hawkbat clan. Upon yourself.
We'll never do anything like it again.
We promise.
Master Yoda!
We looked up. The doors of the infirmary had swept open to admit a purple-skinned Altiri. Her head was shaved, a single lock of hair curled behind her right ear.
I hear there was a disturbance in the archives.
Master Kristana.
I wasn't aware you'd returned.
Not before time, it seems. Was anything damaged?
Nothing we can't incinerate.
Incinerate? You can't be serious.
Lean, for the last time, there really is no cause for alarm. It was just a couple of initiates getting themselves in trouble. Again.
How did they get in?
Through Kinnear's window.
In the archive? Hasn't that been blocked up?
Obviously not.
Said the same we did after you and Braylon broke in.
You did, Master Braylon?
It was a long time ago.
And these are the culprits, I assume? That was quite a storm you whipped up in there.
Strong in the Force, Dooku is.
So I can sense. Tell me, Dooku, what did you see?
Now is not the time.
Really? The boy obviously disturbed something down there. We should understand what it was.
I can't remember.
I've tried, but I saw something. The wall when I hit it.
I'm really sorry.
You'll have to forgive Master Kistana, initiates. She has a particular interest in esoteric beliefs and arcane trivia.
There is nothing trivial about the dark side, Eula.
That's what it was? The dark side?
Not ready for such a test, are you? Dangerous, those artifacts are.
Which is why they are in a vault.
Your punishment, you will serve.
And serve it we did. Hunched over archive monitors under the watchful eyes of Resterly Quist.
Oh, why did I let you talk me into all this?
I didn't. You came of your own free will, and then threw me through a cabinet.
How's your arm?
Getting better. Slowly.
Shh! That's enough chatter.
Yes, Librarian Quist.
Sorry, Librarian Quist.
3 days of translating agricultural treatises. No artifacts are worth this. If I ever meet Clias Teradine...
Who knew there would be so much to say about crop rotations?
Master Kistana, it is good to see you.
And you, Chief Librarian.
Do. It's her. The Altiri.
I wonder if you can help me find this.
The Sands of Elath? My, no one has asked for that for decades.
You know where it is?
Yes, yes. It might take some time, that's all.
I can wait. Thanks, Resterly. What would I do without you?
Find someone else to flatter? I'll be right back.
Good to see you two hard at work. What did the old goblin have you do?
You can't talk about Master Yoda like that.
It's a term of endearment, but your loyalty does you credit. Let's see what you've got there. The Lothal Papyri. He's still having initiates translate these.
You mean they've been deciphered before?
Only every time someone steps out of line. Took me and Eula at least 3 months. Good luck.
Thanks.
Tell Resterly I'll pick the book up later. I need to see a man about an ack.
Okay.
What was all that about?
Beats me. She's an odd one, that's for sure. Hang on. What's this?
What's what?
A fragment of a book. Kistana must have... Wow!
What is it? Sipho, let me see.
Look.
Siluth? Tuk'ata? Vergundark? Crustanane?
You know what those are, don't you?
Hideous, by the looks of things.
They're Sith war beasts.
Sith? Are you sure?
Yes. The bestiary of Darth Koldoth, see?
But what's Kistana doing with Sith texts? Quist back. Hide it.
Where's Master Kistana?
She said she'd come back later.
For her book?
The one you were fetching.
Hmm. Well, get on with your work, you two. Plenty more documents where those came from.
And don't we know it?
What are you going to do?
About what?
About the bestiary.
What do you think? Read it.
But shouldn't we tell someone?
No.
But I couldn't let it go, Chenza. Something wasn't right about Master Kistana, and it was my duty as a Jedi to investigate.